Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception I will try to remove today relates to the arguments which are generally presented by our scholastics in order to substantiate the prophethood of the prophets of God. Now, it is generally said by our scholastics or the mutakallimeen that it is the miracles which the prophet presents or a rasul presents before his people that generally validate his prophethood. And of course, then they present the various miracles which were given to various prophets. We know that the prophet Jesus was given certain miracles. He could bring back the dead to life. He could also cure the people who were afflicted with leprosy. And similarly, he was given some other miracles. Similar is the case with Moses and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them were given certain miracles, and our mutakallimeen or the scholastics, they point out and they single out these miracles as being the basic argument or the basic reason on the basis of which a true prophet of God can be identified. That now it needs to be understood that our mutakallimun are missing certain other points, they are missing certain arguments which need to be presented and which need to be presented to complete the whole picture. It's not that we can identify a true prophet of God merely by the miracles that he presents. No. There are some other elements also which need to be kept into consideration. And first of all, amongst these elements or amongst these aspects is the fact that all prophets of God are introduced personalities in their own nation. It is not that when they come or they descend on this earth and they suddenly claim that they are prophets of God, that the people get this news. No, this is not the case. People are already aware of their advent. So we know from various scriptures that, for example, the prophet Jesus was already introduced. People knew that he would be coming. And we know that the prophet John sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted his arrival. And about prophet Jesus himself, we know that he predicted the arrival of the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was very, very explicitly said. And we also know that his primary objective of being sent was to declare and proclaim the arrival of the prophet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabia. So if we go into the details, we'll find out that each and every prophet is an introduced personality. It is not that when he comes that people are taken by surprise at his arrival. This is not the case. Prophets of God are already, they're totally aware, people are totally aware of their arrival. In fact, they are waiting for them. And we know from the Quran that such is this recognition which is found that people who deny them, the Quran very explicitly says, مِمْبَعْدِمَا تَبَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. They deny the Rasuls of God, the Prophets of God, after the truth had become evident to their people. So people who denied the Prophets of God, and explicitly in the case of Prophet Muhammad, it is said in the Quran that when his rejectors rejected him, it was not because of any misconception, but because they clearly identified him as a true prophet and out of sheer arrogance denied him. So such is the case of this arrival, this advent, that it is proclaimed much earlier than the arrival of a prophet and people are actually waiting for him. Now, the second thing which needs to be gauged here also is that whatever a prophet presents from God, it is totally devoid of any sort of evolution or any sort of contradiction which can be found. We know that human discourse suffer from the ailments of contradiction. We find people developing in their ideas. We find people believing in one idea at one time and then negating that same idea, going on to another idea, and they are actually going through a process of evolution. But the divine discourse which a prophet presents is totally bereft, it is totally devoid of any contradiction, of any evolution. And it is something which is totally, which cannot be objected to in any manner vis-a-vis its contents. So therefore, at one place the Quran has said, لَوْ كَانَ مِنْ إِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِي اخْتَلَافٍ كَثِيرًا, about the Quran itself. Had the Quran been revealed by someone else or been given by someone else, people would have found great contradictions in it. And this is what the Quran actually has tried to stress here in this verse, that the divine discourse is absolutely distinct and clear, and it is devoid of any contradiction. And this is how we can distinguish it from human discourses. Human discourses are always plagued with some sort of error, some sort of compulsion, some sort of contradiction. Similarly, there could be evolution, but divine discourse is absolutely devoid of this, and it shines distinctly from all human discourses. Similarly, another thing which is presented to validate the prophethood of prophets of God is the fact that the Rasuls of God, which is of course a special cater among the prophets of God, or the Anbiya of God, is that they are the ones who decide the fate of their nation in this world. So the Quran says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ فَإِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُهُمْ قُزِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ. So the Quran says, to each nation we have sent a Rasul, and once its term expires, it's the decision of the Almighty is implemented on that nation, on this earth, with total justice. So therefore, Rasuls, which is a special cater among the prophets of God, they are the ones about whom the Almighty very explicitly says that they set up a court of judgment on this earth. And people who deny them, they are punished in this world. And people who profess faith in them, they are rewarded in this world. And of course, this would continue till the day of judgment. So this again would tell us that there are people, they are Rasuls of God, who actually are sent here so that a miniature court of justice is set up on this earth, so that this miniature court of justice can substantiate the larger court of justice which is going to be set up one day for the whole wide world. And this, of course, is another thing which validates the prophets, the advent of the prophets and their own veracity. So, of course, we are not saying that every prophet is a Rasul. What we are trying to imply here is that there were certain Rasuls amongst these prophets who were bestowed with Risala, and they were the ones in whose times we have seen in scriptures the way the Almighty has dealt with these people of the earth who lived, who were their immediate addressees, and upon them the verdict of God was established in this earth. It was delivered in this very earth in their own times. So these are some of the other arguments which we must also understand whenever we have to validate the prophethood of various prophets of God. And again, as I said earlier on, it is erroneous to say that we identify to true prophets of God merely by the miracles that they bring. This is not just the case. Miracles are just one argument of their validation. There are several others, and some of them I have tried to present here. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.